Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Happy 8th day of December. So grateful you're here today. Really humbled that you're spending time being prayed for. That says a lot about your heart, and my heart is just to let you know you are not alone and that you're being prayed for every day. This podcast is brought to you by Outrageous Grace Every Day, which is a Harvest House title. You can get it in bookstores now and online. And this is a book I wrote about the book of Romans, so it will take the reader through the whole book of Romans in 90 days. And in those 90 days, you will gain insight about the whole biblical narrative and the whole story, because I believe that the book of Romans is like a microcosm of the entire Word of God. It's kind of an amazing thing. And so it was such a joy to be able to write it. It was amazing to be able to research it. And I hope that if it gets in your hands, that you will be blessed by it. All right. So we're now in Romans chapter 3, verses 1 through 8 in the easy to read version, the ERV. And this is what it says. So do Jews have anything that others don't have? Do they get any benefit from being circumcised? Yes, the Jews have many benefits. The most important one is this. God trusted the Jews with his teachings. It is true that some Jews were not faithful to God. But will that stop God from doing what he promised? No, even if everyone else is a liar, God will always do what he says. As the scriptures say about him, you will be proved right in what you say, and you will win when people accuse you. When we do wrong, that shows more clearly that God is right. So can we say that God does wrong when he punishes us? That's the way some people think. Of course not. If God could not punish us, how could he judge the world? Someone might say, when I lie, it really gives God glory because my lie makes his truth easier to see. So why am I judged a sinner? It would be the same to say we should do evil so that good will come. Many people criticize us, saying that's what we teach. They are wrong, and they should be condemned for saying that. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, thank you for the nation of Israel. Thank you for choosing that nation to give your law to and to show them who you are, that special possession of you, to shine your light in the world. But thank you too that you came, Jesus, as a baby during this time of year, Emmanuel, God with us, to show us what it's like to live in a world as you are. Like when you walked this earth, Jesus, you were so kind-hearted. You were you were showing us what God was like, and God's heart is with the vulnerable. So that is just such a beautiful thing to think about. Lord, so we thank you for the fact that it doesn't matter whether I'm a Jew or a Gentile, I can have equal access to your kingdom because you are the righteous judge. You've caused all of humanity's sin to fall on the sacrificial lamb of your son. And once and for all, he died on that cross to make propitiation for our sins, to pay the penalty for our sins. And if that had been it, we would all be lost. But he resurrected on the third day, and that resurrection proved his who he was, the Son of God. And so thank you. In this moment, I just want to thank you for the fact that in this Christmas season, God with us, Emmanuel, has tremendous impact on me, knowing that I'm not alone, that I'm loved, that I'm a child of God, that I've been welcomed into this family. It's so amazing to me and so grateful for that. Lord, I do want to pray about this easy grace that some happen to do in the early church, and it still happens today, where we say things like, well, the more I sin, the more grace comes, so the better it is. And that is a misrepresentation of your heart and your scripture. Because when we have a brand new heart and it has been changed, those things that we used to do should make us nauseous, should make us not want to do them. And so if we continue down that road and we're given over to our sinful nature, then that does not necessarily make your grace abound. It just treats that grace as cheap. So Lord, forgive us for treating your grace as cheap, as if it didn't matter, because you gave that amazing sacrifice. And help us, Lord, to always hold that in reverence. And Lord, right now we can have that free forgiveness that you offer by simply repenting. And so right now, on behalf of those listening and on behalf of myself, I ask for your forgiveness in ways that I've tried to live my life without you, in ways I've harmed other people with my words, in ways that I haven't trusted you, and I've tried to take control of everything instead of trying to trust you with my life. So forgive me, Lord, and thank you that I can enter in once again into that joyful relationship of no condemnation. We have been set free. So we rest in that today, and we thank you for that in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. If you want to be a part of the two-year celebration, anniversary celebration on February 2nd, you can go to marydemuth.com, and there is a little microphone on the upper right-hand side of my website, and you can record a couple minutes of how this podcast has hopefully been a blessing to you, and it will be included on that. I'm asking for this early in December because William needs some time to engineer it and get it just right for you on that day. And then on February 2nd, something really cool is going to happen, so I'm looking forward to seeing that come true. And excited about revealing it to you. Talk to you later and have a great day.